this corrupt influence peddling scandal was being moved along within the Obama White House through Joe Biden's vice president's office. Judicial Watch doesn't stop its investigations just because Congress seems to be investigating something. Oftentimes, Congress gets documents different from ours or doesn't get any documents at all. And this is a good example of it, what I'm about to talk about now, which is a major disclosure as a result of Judicial Watch's heavy lifting. One of our lawsuits uncovered a Joe Biden email showing Hunter Biden was copied on information related to the Ukrainian president at the time. It's a 2016 email that was sent to one of Joe Biden's secret email accounts, his alias account. So he had an account that I guess only friends, family, and close business associates in government at the time when he was vice president knew. And the name of the account, the email address of the account was, let's post that email. What was the email account name? You're probably screaming at the computer monitor right now or wherever you're watching. Robert L. Peters at PCI.gov. So the email with the subject line Friday schedule cards was sent by John S. Flynn, who was Joe Biden's assistant. And you can see it there. Boss, 8:45 prep for 9 a.m. phone call with Prez Poroshenko. Then we're off to Rhode Island for infrastructure event and then Wilmington for UDel, I guess University of Delaware commencement. Nate will have your draft remarks delivered later tonight with your press clips in the morning. Respectfully, John. And that email was CC'd, not BCC'd, CC'd to Hunter Biden. You can see him right there, his address, Hunter Biden, H. Biden at Rosemont Seneca. At the time, Hunter was on the board of Burisma. This is in 2016, it's a May email. And why on earth is Hunter Biden getting information about Joe Biden's schedule involving communications with a foreign leader and the preparation for those communications? Now, James Comer, to his credit, was trying to get this email because it was first disclosed, thanks in large measure to Judicial Watch, by the National Archives. They put out what they call a finding aid, and they described it without providing the documents. They're saying, we've got this document here. And so they finally, they just gave it to us the other day. Also attached is an unusual section. I guess Joe was given what is called a go up one page or down one page. The daily U.S. troops update, which described the number of troops who died in Afghanistan at the time as being 6,745 U.S. troops wounded in Iraq, Afghanistan, 552,392. And then U.S. troop levels, 10,000 in Afghanistan, security assistance, 4,000 in Iraq. I don't know if those were public records or not, or public documents. Those numbers were public or not. So this is another smoking gun, as I said earlier. It blows out of the water the notion that there was any distance between Joe and Hunter Biden on the Burisma influence peddling scandal. So you have to remember, this is on top of all the other information that's come out, including information from a seemingly credible FBI informant that Burisma gave a bribe to Joe and Hunter, $5 million each, to ensure that they'd be safe from prosecution and corruption investigations. And it certainly explains in part why Hunter is getting CC'd on Joe's meeting with a foreign leader. And I'm understanding there aren't a lot of emails like this. So it wasn't like, maybe he was, I don't know, getting CC'd on all scheduling for Joe, which would be raise other issues. But according to the archives, there were only a few emails. And I know we only got one, so I don't know where the other one is. You know, that we're in litigation about it. And of course, this is, this is not voluntarily disclosed, everyone. This is a result of a federal FOIA lawsuit by Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch has probably filed, you would think I'd know how many FOIA lawsuits we filed over the years, but I don't, but it's hundreds. And we had asked for records about Joe Biden's business dealings, including, and it would have covered emails to or from him, including emails he was using, but obviously didn't have the Joe Biden handle on it. And I, you know, I understand why there was an alias email account. As long as records were kept, it's not improper. We filed this lawsuit in earlier this year. In August 2023, Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, called on the archives to provide records of Biden regarding his duties that overlap with his son's activities in Ukraine. Comer is also pursuing communications in which Joe Biden used a pseudonym, as well as those in which Hunter Biden, Eric Sherwin, who is a Biden partner, or Devin Archer are copied. So we have nearly a dozen Freedom of Information Act lawsuits regarding the Biden corruptions, Biden corruption issues, and we hit pay dirt, right? I mean, this is why we do this work, so that we have access to information and you're educated about what the government's up to. And what the government was up to is that this corrupt influence peddling scandal was being moved along within the Obama White House through Joe Biden's vice president's office. Incredible, huh? So we're going to continue. I mean, this is a big lawsuit. Lots of documents are going to be responsive. So I suspect we're going to continue to get documents that Congress hasn't gotten yet. And we'll share them with you as when we get them. And hopefully the public will be further educated about the need for accountability and Congress will continue to feel a little bit of pressure. Maybe even the Justice Department might feel a little bit of pressure. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.